KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 0 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 25. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Well, officials at the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or FBI, announced yesterday that the agency is asking for your assistance in obtaining information that may help identify two unknown individuals who may be able to provide valuable details regarding the identity of a child victim in an ongoing sexual exploitation investigation. The southwest Iowa town of Newmarket in Taylor County is one of nearly a dozen communities or schools with a name across a T-shirt that reads Newmarket Basketball. That's part of the investigation. Officials say initial images of a child being photographed in sexually explicit positions were first recorded by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children in February of 2003 and are still being circulated in numerous child pornography forums across the Internet. Clues gathered from the images relevant to the case, including a yellow T-shirt containing the outline of a basketball, along with a written text, Newmarket Basketball, have led to the belief that the individuals with whom the FBI would like to speak might possibly have a connection to one of the communities or agencies with the name Newmarket. Also available or visible in some of the images is a home with what appears to be yellow siding and an above-ground swimming pool. If recognized, those items could also assist in providing valuable information leading to the geographic location of the abused child. The individuals' identities and whereabouts are currently unknown. Now, pictures of the individuals being sought as part of the FBI's Operation Rescue Me and Endangered Child Alert Program, or ECAP, initiatives, along with other details, are available under this same story on the news tab at KJAN.com. No charges have been filed in the case, and the individuals are wanted for questioning only. They're presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. If you have any information on this case, you can contact your local FBI office, submit a tip online, or call them toll-free at 800-800. Call FBI. News time is 7:09.
This is Lon from Lindemann Tractor. We've been moving a lot of new and used Kinze planters since harvest. Seems like the inventory is always changing. So if you haven't been by recently, you might want to check us out again. There are certain models that are hot sellers and it's hard to keep them around. If you're thinking about an upgrade, give us a call. Your trade might be just the one we have a home for. And don't forget, now's also the time to ask Ryan about clutches on your current planter or to add to your upgrade. Call us today, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic, Lindemann Tractor.
This is Jay from Lindemann Tractor. If you drive by our lot on West Highway 6 in Atlantic, you can't miss the fact that we have a lot of used combines. And with that much inventory, we're really motivated to move some equipment. In fact, we've taken the step to make available to you 0% financing for up to 48 months on select New Holland combines. So don't wait. We want to move these combines, and with 4 years to pay, you won't get a better deal. Call Rick, Lon, Chris, or me, or better yet, stop in today at your New Holland dealer in Atlantic, Lindemann Tractor.
The second of two public hearings and votes on a change to the Cass County Zoning Ordinance will be held this morning here in Atlantic. The action takes place during a regular meeting of the Cass County Board of Supervisors and would allow an indoor shooting range and or a gun sales and service shop to be located within the county. The amended ordinance was unanimously approved during the first reading held during the supervisors' meeting last week. Kevin McCunn of Messina said he plans to open an indoor shooting range and gun sales and service shop near Messina this spring if the ordinance is adopted. In other business, the board will act on approving 4 applications, 2 for a CDBG or Community Development Block Grant, Multifamily Unit Production New Construction Program for Round 5 grants, 1 for a CDBG Multifamily Unit Production Round 5 grant, and 1 for a CDBG Multifamily Housing Application Project Round 5 grant. Now, those grants are being made available through 2008 disaster recovery funding, and if approved, they will be administered through the Southwest Iowa Planning Council, or SWPCO. The Cass County Supervisors this morning will also act on a resolution to approve an application for establishment of an enterprise zone and on appointing a member to the Cass County Local Food Policy Council. Their meeting begins at 9 a.m. Also, the Atlantic City Council will gather during a regular session this evening. It'll be at the Senior Citizens Center in Atlantic instead of the council's chambers at City Hall due to renovation work. And during their meeting, they'll hold public hearings on the 7th Street Traffic Signal Improvement and on Sunnyside Tennis Court Reconstruction Projects, followed by action on resolutions awarding the contract for those particular projects. They'll also hold the second reading of an ordinance amending the current ordinance with regard to a change in the zoning classification of some lots in the Southern Heights 2nd Edition. And then the council will act on approving a general corporate purposes loan agreement not to exceed $90,000 for financing improvements and repairs to City Hall. A public hearing on an essential corporate purposes loan agreement not to exceed $2.63 million for the financing of construction and improvements to the streets and storm sewers and the purchase of traffic control devices and other things. And they're expected to act tonight as well on approving a resolution expressing the intent to enter into a loan agreement and bond purchase agreement with Ruan Securities that provides for the debt service levy for fiscal year 2013-2014. City Council meeting begins at 5:30, and again it will be at the Atlantic Senior Citizen Center, not at City Hall due to renovations. News time is 7:12.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. We've been moving a lot of new and used Kinsey planters since harvest. Seems like the inventory is always changing. So if you haven't been by recently, you might want to check us out again. There are certain models that are hot sellers, and it's hard to keep them around. If you're thinking about an upgrade, give us a call. Your trade might be just the one we have a home for. And don't forget, now's also the time to ask Ryan about clutches on your current planter or to add to your upgrade. Call us today, your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor. If you drive by our lot on West Highway 6 in Atlantic, you can't miss the fact that we have a lot of used combines. And with that much inventory, we're really motivated to move some equipment. In fact, we've taken the step to make available to you 0% financing for up to 48 months on select New Holland combines. So don't wait. We want to move these combines, and with 4 years to pay, you won't get a better deal. Call Rick, Lon, Chris, or me, or better yet, stop in today at your New Holland dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
In the funeral announcements, Alice Schumann, age 83 of Avoca, died Friday. Funeral services for Alice Schumann will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Mary Louise Howie, age 81 of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. A funeral service for Mary Howie will be held today at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Norma Lois Holste Kilman, age 92 of Council Bluffs, died Monday. Funeral services for Norma Kilman will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Church of the Nazarene. The Cutler O'Neill Meyer and Woodring Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs has the arrangements. John Jack Wombold, age 87 of Stewart, died Sunday. A funeral mass for Jack Wombold will be today at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Norma Joan Coles, age 76 of Omaha, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Norma Coles will be today at 10:30 at the St. Pius X Catholic Church in Omaha. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Merritt Spry, age 74 of Anita, died Thursday. Services for Merritt Spry will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Leland Dickmeyer, age 60 of Kirkman, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Leland Dickmeyer will be today at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Betty Shepherd, age 87 of Rural Stewart, died Saturday. A memorial service for Betty Jane Shepherd will be Saturday at 1:30 at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Dennis Coles, age 82 of Erling, died Monday in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Dennis Coles will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Leo Armstrong, age 77 of Fontenelle, died Friday. There are no services planned for Leo Armstrong, but a gathering of remembrance will be held at the United Methodist Church in Fontenelle on Sunday from 1 until 4 p.m. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Barb Schultz, age 73 of Greenfield, died Monday at the Greenfield Manor. Graveside services for Barb Schultz will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. And Guy Barton, age 80 of Exira, died Monday. Celebration of Life memorial services for Guy Richard Barton will be held at the Exira Christian Church at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.